guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for TV. I don't have any layovers, no news stories or anything to talk about tonight. I'm just going to talk about our community and how I think sometimes people can make themselves feel like they don't belong or they're not connected to anyone else. Before we get started, if you would, please, anytime you want to check on my videos, make sure you've subscribed, but also check my homepage, my video page, because for some reason my notifications on videos aren't going out, and I notice my views are almost cut in half than they are, normally are. So I'm not sure if some algorithm has hit or not, but if you want to make sure you stay on top of my new videos, I'll be putting up a couple every day. Just come to my page, bookmark it or something, and then you can always make sure to see my newest videos. For those that have supported my work, thank you. So I've been reading comments over the last couple of months, and you know, I'm on communities here in on the web where I come to the manosphere to see what people are talking about. And something I've noticed that's a little bit disconcerting and worries me a bit is that it seems like we almost always are pushed or led to believe that it's a good thing to dislike people that are different than we are. If you take, for example, just us guys on our own, we're already at a little bit of a disadvantage because we are pressed out by the media. We're attacked. We're kind of told that we're weak, or we're not masculine, or we're too masculine, or we're too this or not this, and we always seem to be at odds. People don't really seem to care much about men's issues right now, and as a matter of fact, a lot of times they find it funny or interesting when something happens to men. When you see teachers that are inappropriate with students, when you see things, and then the law does virtually nothing about it, when you see guys that are physically attacked or assaulted, and the women are given little to no jail time, but if the reverse were true, we'd know that there would be some pretty harsh penalties. We're already kind of separated from society as it is. When you're in the manosphere, I notice that sometimes guys will say, well, if you're not monk, you're not really going your own way. Or, if you still interact with women, or if you still talk to them, or you still go with dates with them, that you're not really a guy going your own way. And then on the other end, I see guys that say, well, I'm still in my dating phase, and I don't plan to live on with one, and I don't plan to have a long-term relationship, and I'm not going to get married or let them have any access to my finances, so I don't see anything wrong with dating. And all of a sudden, those two groups are a little bit at odds. They don't agree with each other. So many times they feel like, well, we're not part of the same community anymore. They segregate and they separate themselves into a smaller batch. Then when you take on top of that, probably half of us here in America are part, and maybe it's not 50-50, I use that as an example, but some of us support certain people for the presidential campaign. Others of us may support a different side. Well, no, we're not in the same camp. I mean, I do feel like if I were to accidentally turn my chair and you saw either a Trump hat back there or a Bernie Sanders t-shirt or a Warren t-shirt or something, whatever, that many of you would say, well, that's it. I don't want to listen to this guy anymore because we don't agree politically, even though this channel really doesn't talk about politics. It really has nothing to do with it. But just knowing I feel a certain way is enough for some people to say, well, I don't want to be a part of that community anymore. So when you look through this step by step and piece by piece, we are systematically being pulled apart until there are so many thousands of little groups and so many thousand little different ways of thinking about things that no one can really get going on anything, that no one can really agree on anything. And it makes us feel very alone and not part of a community. So for your own sanity, for your own happiness, I think, for me personally, I think a good way to live life is to be very strong in your convictions and believe in what you believe in, but be open to at least listening to other people and allowing other people to have their beliefs without feeling that that defines them as a person. You know, too often, if somebody believes in a different something that we're passionate about, it almost makes it as if we're invalidating everything else about that person. And I don't know if this is politics doing it. I don't know if it's society doing it. But whatever it is, it's almost meant to tear apart everything that could make us happy, to make us get along with each other. So if you feel like you're disagreeing with everybody, or you're not happy, or you're not getting along, or you find that you always end up in arguments, or that you can't find anybody that agrees with you, we're all individual people. And many times because of that, being individuals, there's no one that's exactly like me. But there are people out there that are 99.99% like me. But what if you had a very open mind? What if I could sit down and I could have lunch, and over on my one side, maybe there's somebody that's a female Trump supporter. And on the other side, maybe there's somebody that's an LGBT Bernie supporter. What if I could sit down and maybe I didn't agree with everything with either person, but I could find some things that I had in common with them, and you could at least have an interesting conversation. Maybe you could learn something. Maybe I would disagree with both of them, but at that point I decide these two people or these groups or whatever don't have anything interesting that I'm interested in, and thus I know not to get myself involved in them anymore. That's certainly a possibility, and that's certainly a way you can go through life. But I think you'll find more happiness. I think you'll find more peace of mind. And I think you'll find that you don't get so agitated or upset when things are different than you are if you at least stay open-minded. You and I might agree on 80%, 90%, 95% of things, but what if we agreed only on 20%? Isn't it possible to take that 20% and say, I appreciate this person or this person's thoughts on that 20%, and I will discuss the things that we have in common on the 20%. But on the other 80%, let's not talk about that. We just won't deal with that. And this allows me to go out and ride motorcycles with people that are kind of on the left side politically and on the right side politically. And I still have a good time. We just don't talk about politics. This allows me to go out and enjoy time with female friends. Now, granted, I don't have any currently, but I have in the past. And if I found a female friend that I wanted to talk to, I could say, this is someone I don't want to date. This is someone I don't really care about their dating style or what they do, and I don't need to know what they do in the dating. But if they're a good gym partner, or if they're good somebody that I can go ride motorcycles with or whatever, I can appreciate them for that. By being more open to the things that you like about people, and maybe not necessarily ignoring the bad, but being aware of it, but just avoiding it, I think you can open up the circles of friends and of people that you get along with, and perhaps have a more fulfilling life. You know, many of you have commented on my videos. You'll say, I really liked such and such, but I disagree with you on this. Or, I hated this video. I can't believe you feel about that. My answer is always pretty much the same. Well, I was trying to express this. I guess we'll have to agree that we disagree, but thanks for watching. That's all there is. And if they continue to disagree with me, that's okay. They also keep continuing to watch my work, so, you know, that's a good thing. But maybe they just get upset and say, I'm not going to watch this guy anymore. That's okay, too. But I think there's things to be learned from even people we dislike. And by doing that, by staying calm and rational and logical, which men usually are quite good at doing, take the emotion out of things and just step back a little bit and say, what can I get out of this situation? Or what can I learn from this situation? Or is there anything I can appreciate about this situation? And if there isn't, move on. But if there is, then learn from it, enjoy it, and maybe there's something to go from there. I'll keep it simple on that one. So make sure to check back on my webpage every once in a while, see if there's anything new and exciting there, and that way if you don't get notifications, you'll know. I'm not sure what's going on with my stuff, but since I made that video the other day, it had been happening about 2 days before, and I've noticed it since then. Guys, thank you so much for supporting my work. If you'd like to continue to do so, links are below for both my PayPal and my BTC, my Bitcoin. And of course, as always, any likes, comments, and shares you throw my way, much appreciated. Especially with those comments. You know, again, we may not always agree. And if you disagree, certainly hit the down button if you don't like the content I put out, or if there's something you don't like about the video. I understand that too. But whether you agree or disagree, feel free to leave a comment. I'd love to have a conversation about it. And as you notice on all those little comments, you'll see my little BB heart. That means I've read your comment. We may not agree, but it means I've read it. And it means that I've understood what you've said. And maybe I'll incorporate that in my next video or when I have something else to think about. We'll keep it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. We'll talk to you soon.